open your Bible this morning to 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5, please.
请我们打开圣经彼得前书第五章。
So, wonderful assurance that when we come before the Lord, we don't have to bring anything.
这是何等有福的确据，我们到主的面前，我们不需要带什么。
In fact, our tendency is to bring too much.
我们的倾向就是想要带太多的东西。
A few minutes ago, I said to Brother Lee, are you going to speak today? Because he was carrying around one of these gizmos.
几分钟前，我问我们的 李弟兄，就是是不是你今天早上要交通什么？因为他带着这个。
And of course he said, no, he's not going to speak.
那当然他说、哦、不是我，我今天不会交通。
And I was reminded of how the Lord prophesied through a donkey.
那我就记得主怎么样借着一只驴子来说预言。
In fact, the Lord says if he doesn't have anyone to speak for him, he'll call for these stones to speak and worship him.
他说如果你们都不开口神要叫这个石头能够开口来赞美
Have you ever thought that the messages that the stones in the Bible could speak of?
你有没有想到这个在圣经上里面记载像石头这样都能够开口
That stone under Jacob's head
那个
That watched those angels through the night ascend and descend
那在雅各所枕的那个石头他看见那天使在那个梯子上上去下来。
That stone that was moved by the angel of the Lord out of place, and the Lord Jesus arose.
那个挡住主耶稣坟墓的那个石头被神挪开，所以主耶稣就起来。
Even the stones have quite a message.
甚至石头可以给我们带来信息。
They could speak volumes.
它可以给我们诉说许多的事。
If we just looked at this, listen to the stones in the Bible.The rest of our lives, I think we would be real full.
如果我们看圣经里面的石头，我们这一生就可以变得很丰富。
First Peter 5, verse 6.
彼得前书五章六节。
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you.At the proper time, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。到了时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Verse 10, And after you've suffered for a little while, the God of grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ...Will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you.
第十节，那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们战受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2, verse 5.
第五节
When we think of this word humbling, we cannot help but think of the greatest example of humbleness in the Bible, the Lord Jesus.
当我们想到谦卑，我们就不能不想到在圣经里面谦卑最好的榜样就是我们的主耶稣。
Philippians 2, 5. Have this attitude in yourself.Which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己。取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式
Being found in the appearance of as a man He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And then in verse 9, we have the result of that humbling.
在第九节，我们就看到这谦卑的结果。
Therefore, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven on earth and under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
第九节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And then one last verse in Psalm 22.
最后一节在诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22 is spoken of the Lord Jesus.
诗篇二十二篇讲到主耶稣基督。
It's a messianic song.
这是一篇弥赛亚的诗篇。
And we see this quote in the first verse. My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me at the time of the crucifixion?
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他就用了第一节，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
I want to just focus on just one little verse, verse 6.
我愿意来，我们来注意一首短短的一节，在第六节。
It's not really a little verse, it's a very big verse.
虽然是很短，但是却是一节很大的经节。
This is a quote of Jesus speaking of himself. But I am a worm and not a man, a reproach of men despised by the people.
这是主耶稣他自己说到他自己说，但我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有点祷告。
Father, it's an amazing thing that you, the God of the universe, would call us each week to dine with you.
天父，我们感谢你。这是何等稀奇的事情，就是这宇宙的神每一个礼拜叫我们与你同时。
We're thankful, Father, that we can come just as we are.
我们可以照我们本相来到你的面前。
Some of us beat up pretty badly from the week.
有些在我们当中过去这个礼拜非常的不容易。
Discouraged, frustrated, victimized, scorned.But you say, come.
也许我们被人轻视，主被人嘲笑，我们受了许多的压力，但是你对我们说，只管来。
And you even invite us, Lord, to fellowship with you around your word.
你也邀请我们在你的话语的当中来跟你交通。
We thank you that you are the living word.
我们感谢你，你是活的话。
That you're not a doctrine.
你不是教条。
That you're not a religious philosophy.
你不只是给我们一个宗教的思想。
But you are the resurrected Christ.
但是你是却是复活的基督。
Living your life in these flesh and blood.
在这个肉身当中活出你的生命。
Speak to us.
主早晨对我们说话。
Speak to our stony hearts.
对我们这个充满有荆棘的心来说话。
Your children are listening.
你的孩子们静听
In Christ's name
靠基督的名
Amen.
Amen
Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God and you shall be exalted In due time.
你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Sounds easy enough?
听起来很容易。
There's a problem.
但是却有一个问题。
You and I hate to humble ourselves.
你和我，我们都讨厌降卑自己。
And each one of us, we're born with a desire to become something.
你跟我的生命里面，我们与生俱来就想要成为一个人物。
To become something apart from God.
我们要成为除了神以外，我们要达到一个目标。
To be important.
要成为重要的人。
To be recognized.
被人家认识。
To look good.
要人家看来都好。
To be first in the class.
在你的一同年级同班当中，你是第一名。
To be the best in our sport.
在我们比赛的球类比赛当中，运动的当中做第一名。
To excel.
要升高。
To be number one in business.
在我们的商业的商场上生意当中要成为第一。
To be accomplished in our profession, in our vocation.
在我们的职业当中，我们要有成就。
To be a minister of all ministers.
成为服侍神的人当中最好的一位。
To teach. To be able to teach.
能够教导人。
To be a parent that is superior to other parents.
甚至比其他的父母要更当做做更好的父母。
To have children that everyone comes to us and say, your children are so wonderful.
我们有孩子，所以所有的人到我们的面前说啊，你的孩子是这样的好。
To be successful.
要很成功。
This is in all of us.
这个是在我们每个人里面。
In a sense, this is not bad.
从一个角度来说，并没有不好。
The Lord wants us to be the best mother and father.
是的，主要我们成为最好的父母。
The Lord wants us to be the best employee.An employer in the workplace.
在我们工作当中，主要我们成为最好的雇员或者是老板。
We should be beyond reproach.
我们是不应该被责骂的。
Cool, calm, and collected in every movement throughout the day.
在每天所有的决定、所有的动作当中，我们很冷静。
But there's something sinister inside of us that doesn't just want to be the best for the Lord's sake, but we want to be the best for ourselves.
可是我们里面会有这样的想法，就是我们不只是为主的名，我们要成为最好，我们为自己也要达到最好。
We want to be the best outside of God.
我们除了我们离开神。但是我们要在这个当中变成最好。
Without God's help,
不需要靠神的帮助。
It disturbs man that he is dependent each day, Lamentation 3, upon the mercy of God.
如果说每天都要来等候神的怜悯，就像耶利米哀歌第三章讲的这样，我们的人里面就觉得不舒服。
As I listen to the various prayers this morning around the Lord's table,
今天早晨当我在主的桌子面前，我们听到许多的祷告。
Sometimes it brings tears to my eyes.
有时候我眼睛就会流泪。
Because a number of you I have talked to during this week.
因为在你们当中，我也跟有一些人在这个礼拜当中有交谈。
I've seen some of your emails.
我也看过有一些的人的电子邮件。
And we all have one thing in common. It wasn't necessarily an easy week.
我们有知道有一件事情是共通的，就是过去这个礼拜并不容易。
There have been a number of pressures and problems we have been faced with this week.
在这礼拜当中，我们面对许多的难处，有许多的压力。
Family problems.
也许是家庭的问题。
Teenage problems.
也许是青少年的问题。
Health problems.
健康的问题
financial problems
财务上的问题
work problems
工作上的问题
a wide variety but this small group here I think we could say covers most of the problems
虽然有这么多的问题 这些我们每个人在这里都会经历
and yet the mercy of the Lord comes in and allows us even to come in around the table this morning and just say Thank you, Lord.
感谢神的怜悯，把我们带到他的面前，甚至到他的桌子面前，我们只有单单向他说：“主，我感谢你。”
And as we were singing a number of those songs, I'm sure many of you experienced just some of those problems just kind of falling away.
当我们唱诗歌的时候，我们许多人都经历到这些问题好像就退去。
Together, we were reminded that the Lord is on the throne.
我们一起，我们都被提醒主在宝座上。
And that He loves His children.
他爱他的孩子。
And that there is a purpose for his children.
他对他的孩子们都有一个目的。
And he is directing every single thing in our lives in order to help us.
他安排我们所遭遇到的每一件事情来帮助我们。
Help us from bringing us from a state of sheer arrogant pride.
他帮助我们，让我们从这个非常骄傲的
情形。A state of self-confidence.
从这个自我觉得很有把握的情形
self-righteousness
从自义的情形
a state of self-sufficiency I can make it on my own
从 自己觉得说我自己靠自己就可以做所有的事情
to a state of humility
一直到一个降卑的情形
the mighty hand of God over us
神大能的手来掌管
we're thankful this morning that the Lord just does not leave us as bastards
我们感谢主神没有没有让我们就变成
we're not spiritual orphans or spiritual widows
成为属灵的孤儿
we're not some offscouring of the earth
我们并不是这个世界上常这些照自己心意的
and we have to find a way to make it in this dog-eat-dog world
我们必须要靠自己的力量来奋斗在这世界上
but a loving father is caring for his children
And
he wants to exalt it. He wants to lift it up. That's this verse.
在这节经节刚告诉我们，他要我们升高。
If we will but cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us.
他要叫我们将一切的忧虑卸给他，因为他顾念我们。
Brother and sister, your Father in heaven cares more for you this morning than your parents ever did.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的天父比我们的父母更关心我们。
More than your doting grandparents ever cared for you.
甚至比那溺爱我们的祖父母更关心我们。
If you didn't have good parents, maybe you had a wonderful grand aunt.
也许你没有好的父母，也许你有很好的舅婆。
The Lord loves us so much.
但是主是更爱我们。
So much.That he's provided a way to take us from pride into himself, complete humility.
他这样爱我们，所以他把我们从一个自我骄傲的情形，来把我们带到一个自卑的情形。
And in that state of humility, now he can exalt.
在谦卑的当中，他就可以使我们
升高。Now he can bless with his life.
他就可以用他的生命来。成为我们的祝福。
We suffer so much pain. We suffer so much depression, frustration, because as we sang this morning, we do not take it to the Lord in prayer.
我们受到许多的难处，很忧伤，是因为我们没有将难处带到主面前祷告。
There are many examples of the thought that I want to share this morning in the Bible.
在这个思想的里面，我就想到圣经当中有许多的例子。
When I read this verse, it caught my attention Thursday morning.
当礼拜四早晨我读这节圣经的时候，他就抓住我。
Humble thyself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God.
要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
I just had this picture of one little phrase.
我好像就有一个图画，有一节一句话在我里面。
The way up is down. I don't know if you can translate that, Jack.
我就想到一句谚语，就是讲到上升之路是要从下降开始。
Now immediately we just kind of.Back off. We become a little nervous.
马上我们就会很紧张，我们就要退去。
Because what did we say at the outset? We want to go up.
因为我们一开始就说我们天然人的性格性情就是想要升高。
We want to succeed.
我们需要想要成功。
And so when we bring this word here into it going down, it makes us a little nervous.
所以这句话里面有说你要先降杯，我们就会很紧张。
Some of you might say right now, I can't get down any further.
有人就可能有这样想法，我不能够再往下降了。
That's why I think the Lord puts the story of Job in the Bible for us.
我想这就是为什么神把约伯的故事放在圣经里。
I don't think any of us have ever experienced what Job went through.
我想我们在座没有一个人经历约伯所经历的。
And probably never will.
也许我们也不会，在以后也会这
样经历。 Have you ever noticed that when you really feel down, you hear something about someone that's a lot worse than yourself?
你有没有经历，就当你很下沉的时候，你听见有些人的情形比你更不好？
This is a theme very prevalent in the Bible.
在圣经里面这句话就是非常出现过非常非常多的次。
The Lord had a very noble plan for the children of Israel, and they called it the land.
在神的心意里面，他对以色列人有一个很崇高的心意，就是要让他们进到这个地。
Come into the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
要进到神丰富的之地。
But it included 400 years of Egypt.
但是要进到这丰富之地，必须先要在埃及有400年。
Slaves.
成为奴仆。
In bondage.
做奴隶。
Before the land ever came about.
甚至在这个产业，在这个地能够来到之前，必须要这
400年。Even when they crossed the Red Sea, which was a picture of baptism, going down with Moses, being buried.
当他们过红海，这就预表到受浸，要像跟摩西一同进到海里面被埋葬。
There still is that 40 years of going down.
那还要再往下走40年。
There were so many ideas that those children of Israel had.
那在以色列的百姓当中，他们有很多的想法。
We children have.
我们这些孩子们会有想法。
We're no different.
我们与以色列人没有不同。
We don't want to go into the land. Then we want to take a shortcut into the land.
我们要进到这个应许之地，我们要走捷径。
No, we want to go back to Egypt.
哦，不要，我们还要回埃及。
In those three scenarios, and the children of Israel experienced them all, you can see they didn't know what they wanted.
在以色列人当中，他们我们实在看到他们不知道他们要得什么。
Because they did not know God.
因为他们不认识神。
They knew God in a very superficial way.
他们只是很表面上的能够认识神。
Their faith was based on blessings and feelings.
他们的信心是建立在赐福和被医治的上面。
As long as they could see something and they felt good, oh, I think God exists.
如果他们可以看见什么，或他们觉得蛮好的，他就说神存在。
As little children, that's normal.
对一个小孩子来说，这是正常的。
A lot of it, that's we all begin there in our faith. It's based on feelings and blessings.
我们信心的开始，也许就建立在感觉和
祝福上。 Oh, I felt so good. 2 weeks ago, the day I was baptized.
两个礼拜以前我受浸的时候，我感觉非常的好。
Where's that feeling? I don't seem to have it anymore.
那个感觉跑到哪里呢？我好像没有这样的感觉了。
When I went to work the next day, the boss sure wasn't excited about me being baptized.
当我第二天去上班的时候，我的老板一点对我受浸一点都不兴奋。
So then we have to start to learn that our baptism.In our by faith has to be carried over into every day.
所以我们就来经历我们因信而受浸的事实，必须要在每天的生活当中表现。
Faith that's built on a living relationship with God.
这个信是建立在与神有活的关系。
My boss might not be happy, but I'm at peace in my heart.
也许我的老板并不高兴，但是我里面却有平安。
I don't feel good today.
虽然我感觉今天并不好，
but I have the life of Christ in me.
但是我却有神的生命在我里面。
As our brother said a couple weeks ago, I am crucified with Christ.
像弟兄交通几个礼拜前，我与基督同钉十字架。
I don't have to be a slave to these feelings that come and go.
我必须要不需要成为这感觉的奴隶。
I'm crucified to that.
我已经对这个感觉，我们已经钉在十字架上。
And then we go to that next step. I am raised up.
那我们进到第二个情形，就是我被高升。
You know, I'm just going to go over here to where the baptismal is.
我要走到这里，就是以前受上几个礼拜的受浸。
And I'm looking down into it right now.
我对着这个看。
And there's not one of those people in there right now.
这些受浸的弟兄姐妹，没有一个人现在还在那里。
Those brothers, when they baptized him, they didn't hold him down and leave him there.
这些施浸的弟兄们，他们并不是把这些人放到水里面，就把他们放在那里。
We often live on that plane.
但是我们却常常活在那样的一个地步里。
Many of our prayers, thank God, even this morning, for the prayers that emphasize the cross of the Lord Jesus.
今天早晨有许多的祷告都种在主耶稣的十字架。
I am crucified. That was the only place for the flesh to go.
我们肉体唯一能去的地方就是主的十字架。
Jesus came in the flesh.
主从在成为肉身来到世上。
He was flesh and blood.
他也有血肉之体。
As a result of Jesus being flesh and blood, where did he have to go?
那他成为血肉之体，他需要去哪里呢？
He had to go to the cross.
他必须要到十字架。
It's the only thing you can do with flesh and blood.
因为我们的肉体就是要到十，只有能够到十字架。
Although he did not sin, but he took our sin upon his flesh and blood.
虽然他没有犯罪，可是他把他的我们的罪都归在他的身体上。
Thank the Lord for the prayers this morning that just emphasize that we have gone to the cross. This old man has gone there.
我们感谢主，有许多的祷告都说到我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
But up from the grave he arose.
但是感谢主，从坟墓里面他起来。
The gospel is summed up in one verse very wonderfully in Romans 10.
整个的福音书都总结在罗马书第十章的一句话。
And I want you to notice it doesn't talk about the cross.
它虽然没有讲到十字架。
Though it's inferred.
但是却是指着十字架说的。
Romans 10, verse 11. No, it's verse 9. Romans 10, 9. That if, and this is the heart of the gospel, this is the good news. For those of you who are unsaved and you want to know how to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's summed up in one verse.
如果你还没有得救，你要想到怎么样子与基督有关系，建立关系，就总结在这节圣经。
That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, number one, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
第一件事情要口里认耶稣为主，第二件事情心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
The whole gospel is there in those two things summed up.
整本福音书就总结在这两件事。
And there is a tendency because of our pride not to see these two even as believers clearly.
因为我们里面的骄傲，我们不容易来看见这两件事情。
Often when the gospel is presented, it's presented in a very prosperity type way.
常常传福音被传讲的时候，我们好像都是讲这些好的事情。
You believe in Jesus, everything's going to be okay.
如果你信耶稣，一切事情就好了。
Doesn't talk about that here.
但是在这里却不是这样。
It says, if you confess Jesus as Lord,
这里讲到说要认耶稣为主。
Is Jesus Lord of your life today?
耶稣在你的生活上，在今天你当中是不是主？
It's very easy to sing, He is Lord.
非常容易我们可以唱他是主。
But because of lack of humility, humbleness, we're Lord.
但是因为我们里面没有这个谦卑，我们事实上是主。
If there was anything that agitated us this week, it's a effect of pride in our life.
如果我们这个礼拜当中有许多的 不平安，有许多的里面心里面很多的挣扎，就是表示我们里面有骄傲。
Don't answer out loud. Were you angry this week?
你不需要大声的回答。你在过去这礼拜当中有没有生气？
Anger is a result of me being Lord of my life and not getting my way.
我们里面会有愤怒，是因为我是我的主，可是事情我就想我事情却没有照我的意思发生。
Whenever you have a group of people this big, you have a number of babies, like we did around the Lord's table.
当我们有这么多人，我们就有许多的婴孩，就像在波饼当中。
And there were several babies today that says, listen, this is going on for over half an hour, it's long enough.
也许有很多在我们当中有些婴孩就说，哎呀，已经超过半个钟头了，这已经太长了。
I am used to playing with my toys.
我很习惯于玩我的玩具。
This sitting here for 15 minutes, like a bump on a log, I've had it.
我们要在这里坐超过50分钟，像一个木头坐在这里，我已经够烦了。
And they start to let their parents know and everyone else.
他就 baby 就要让孩子们父母知道，也让所有人都知道。
Why does a child do that?
为什么孩子要这样做呢？
It's a spirit of self. I'm not happy.
这是有自己的灵，就是告诉大家说我不开心。
I want to eat. I want to eat right now.
我要吃，而且我现在就要。
I want to play. I want to play right now.
我想玩，我现在就想玩。
Well, that same spirit is in all of us.
这相同的灵也在我们每个人当中。
Incidentally, Jesus did not kick the children out when they got restless.
当孩子们不安的时候，主耶稣并没有把这些孩子们赶走。
This is a little mini message on the side.
这是信息当中一个插曲。
We are a family.
我们是一个家庭。
We are to pray for each other's children and parents.
我们要为每一个孩子、每一个父母祷告。
When that spirit rises up in that child,
当孩子们里面有这样的灵起来的时候，
It's a wonderful exercise body life.
这个就是我们很好来操练这个肢体生活的功课。
It's very easy to say, "Well, what's the matter with that kid?"
我们很容易会讲到说。这个孩子有什么问题啊？
Why doesn't that father, mother do something about them?
为什么他的父母不做一些什么事呢？
That's our anger coming up. Our thoughts, our ideas.
这就是我们里面的愤怒或者我们里面的思想就起来了。
God's way is to pray for one another.
但是神的方法却是要叫我们彼此代祷。
Isn't it wonderful?That Jesus can close the mouths of lions.
那是不是如果耶稣能够让把那封狮子的口，这是不是很奇妙？
Isn't it wonderful that when he was awakened in the middle of the Sea of Galilee in that storm, that he could say, "Peace, be still."
当主耶稣在加利利海有许多的风浪当中，他醒过来的时候，他却可以说平安，是不是很奇妙呢？
What are these stories for?
这些故事告诉我们什么呢？
Do they make good Sunday school stories? Is that what they're for?
这只是要成为很好的主日学的教材吗？
We're to apply them.
是的，我们要应用它。
We're to make them very practical.
我们要让这些故事成为我们的实际。
In that child, there's a spirit of independence.
那孩子的里面有独立，想要自己独立的灵。
And a lot of times it's with us adults.
我们大人也是这样。
We're a house of prayer. We're to pray about that.
我们是祷告的之家，我们要为这些祷告。
with the, just like the Lord Jesus, we have the authority with our mouth to say, be still.
像主耶稣一样，我们的口里可以有权柄说平静嘛。
Not out loud, but in the spirit world.
不是这样大声的讲，而是在灵里面。
Calm the sea.
平静风浪。
Oh, it works.
这 是可以是有效的。
We as the critical ones are often the cause of the problem.
我们常常是许多问题的原因。
Those without the babies are the ones that can come up and like her and Aaron hold up the arms of Moses.
这些没有孩子的人，我们可以像亚伦一样，当摩西祷告的时候，就握着他的手。
As Joshua was defeating those Amalekites.
当约书亚在跟亚玛利人征战的时候。
Oh, we have an Amalek spirit in us.
是的，在我们里面有很多亚玛利人的灵。
Remember those Amalekites?
你记得那些亚玛利人吗？
Amalek was the grandson of Esau.
亚玛利是以扫的曾孙。
And as the children of Israel are just starting this 40 years,
好像以色列人在开始这40年的路程。
There's some stragglers, there's some old people, there's some babies.
有很多年长的，有很多年婴孩。
Amalek came along and said, "Let's kill the weak ones."
亚玛利人就来说，我们把这些软弱的都把他们杀死。
You know, we always get it upside down. We always say, "Lions are so courageous, aren't they strong?"
我们常常都是上下颠倒的。
Often I think of a lion like Amalek, waiting for some weak straggler. They can't keep up with the herd, pounce on it.
亚玛利人像狮子一样，他看见哪里是软弱的，他就把他们吞吃。
We often do that in the body life, how God has to change us.
在这肢体的生活里面，神怎样来改变我们呢？
It's a spirit of superiority. It's called pride. And we criticize, we put down. What's the matter with that person?
我们里面的优越感就是骄傲，我们就会来批评人说这个人有什么问题，那个人有什么问题。
This is why the body is very seldom testimony.
这就是为什么 我们教会主的身体是一个见证。
You know who recognizes it before anyone?
你知道谁知道这些吗？在所有人之前。
Our children.
我们的孩子知道这些。
Our children recognize the hypocrisy.
我们的孩子知道什么是假冒伪善。
We read the verse Romans 10:9. He confess with our mouth, He is Lord. We sing it.
罗马书十章九节就是口里认耶稣为主。我们甚至我们也唱这样的诗歌。
But we should really be saying, "I am Lord." It would have a lot better impression on our children.
但是若事实不是这样，那我们最好就唱说我是主。
How we need to repent.
我们何等需要悔改。
How we need to confess.
我们何等需要承认我们 的情形。
Going back to our principle, the way up is down. Let's consider one woman in the Old Testament, Hannah.
我们在讲到这个原则，就是要上升的路，就是要先降卑。我们来看旧约一个例子，就是 Hannah。
First Samuel 1.
在撒母耳记上第一章。
Hannah was married to a man, Elkanah.
Hannah 跟以利加拿结婚。
Hannah was barren. She could not have children.
Hannah 不能生育，她没有孩子。
But to make matters even worse, Elkanah's other wife could have many children.
但是让这事情变更糟，是以利加拿的另外一个妻子有许多儿女。
Peninnah, this other wife, had an Amalek spirit in her.
庇尼娜就是以利加拿的另外一个妻子，里面有着亚玛利人的灵。
She would make fun of Hannah because Hannah was barren.
她会嘲笑哈娜，因为哈娜不能生育。
Always putting her down. When they would go and worship at Shiloh every year, Peninnah was always laughing at Hannah.
当他们每一年到示罗去敬拜神的时候，庇尼拿每次都来嘲笑哈拿。
Barrenness in the time of Samuel was of disgrace.
在那个时候，不能生育是何等大的羞耻。
It was bad enough being a woman, but if you were a woman that was barren, then you were the scum. You were the worst.
成为女人就已经很不容易了，如果还没有孩子的话，那就是更糟糕。
But the mighty hand of God was on this woman.
但是神大能的手在这个女人的身上。
At first, she reacted like all of us do with the mighty hand of God. It made her mad.
刚开始的时候，哈拿的反应就像我们一样，我们里面很生气。
She was ticked off.
她里面被激动。
But it was under that heavy hand that she began to cry out to the Lord. And we see the way. We're to cry out to the Lord.
但是就是因为环境这样的不容易，这个手这样的沉重，神的手这样沉重，所以他就向神哭泣。
There's a lesson right here. Those of you who have certain ministry responsibilities.
在座有一些人有服事上的责任。
Eli was the priest at that time.
在那个时候，以利是祭司。
He was getting old, and his spiritual eyes were getting a little foggy.
他年纪越来越大，他属灵的眼目也昏花。
And as he observed this woman crying out to the Lord, he thought, "What in the world is she doing, drunk this early in the day?"
当他看到哈拿在那边哭泣的时候，他说：“这个女人在做什么呢？这么早就醉酒吗？”
And he said to her.Hannah, you need to stay off the drink.
然后他对哈拿讲说，你不应该这样醉酒。
And she told him, it's not that. I have a heavy heart.
但是哈拿却对他讲，我并没有醉酒，我里面的心情非常沉重。
I want to give something to the Lord, and I'm not able to. I am barren.
我想要给神有奉献，但是我不能够，因为我不能生育。
Beautiful picture of corporateness.
但是在这里又很美丽这个团体的图画。
Eli sort of woke up out of his spiritual slumber.
以利马上就从这个这个属灵的这个昏睡的当中突然清醒过来。
And he prayed for this dear barren woman.
他就为这个不能生育的妇女祷告。
Oh, how we need to learn to carry each other to the Lord in prayer.
我们何等需要学习，我们把弟兄姐妹在祷告之中带到神的面前。
Beginning right in our own homes.
甚至在我们的家里。
It's prayer that our children need. They need the Lord's life, the Lord's spirit.
我们的孩子也需要借着祷告，他们有主的灵。
Not the way the world disciplines and trains children.
并不是这个世上怎样来教导这个孩子们。
Children do need spankings.
是的，孩子们需要管教。
But spankings given in love and in basking prayer.
但是这管教需要在爱而在祷告的当中。
And Eli prayed for her, and you know the story. That next year she became pregnant.
所以以利为她祷告，所以第二年哈拿就怀孕了。
And the Lord was able to.Exalt her in due time. Lift her up.
所以日期满足的时候，神就叫她升高。
And what did she do? She gave that son after he was weaned to the Lord.
所以结果就是，当这孩子断奶的时候，哈拿就把这个孩子奉献给神。
Which is a beautiful picture of why you are parents today.
所以这个是对我们做父母来说，我们为什么做父母呢？这里给我们一个好的图画。
The Lord did not give you children just so you could send them to the university.
神不是给你孩子们，所以你可以把他们送到大学。
With a thought down the line, pretty soon they will be making money, and as I get older, they will take care of me.
所以在不久，他们就会工作赚钱，那我年老的时候，他们可以来照顾我。
Why are you laughing?
你们为什么笑呢？
Hasn't that ever crossed your mind?
我们里面是不是曾经这样想呢？
No, the Lord has given us children to bring in the Christ in the next generation.
不是的，神给我们孩子是要在下一代里面带来基督。
Anything less than that is vanity.
比这些事情更次要的都是虚空。
I'm not talking about big preachers.
我不是要讲到说要有一个很大的会传道人兴起。
Talking about men and women who stand firmly in Christ for their life.
我是讲到有一些弟兄姐妹在他们的生活里面，他们可以刚强的靠为主站住。
Men and women who have been humbled by the mighty hand of God and then exalted with resurrection life.
而是一些人，我们在神大能的手下，我们降卑，然后借着神复活的能力。把我们升高。
What a story we have. Let's look at a woman in the New Testament, Matthew 5.
这是何等好的故事。我们再看在马太福音第五章。
Do we see how before Hannah could go up, before she could have a son, there was this downward spiral?
当哈拿被升高以前，她一直是降卑的。
This is the humbling curve.
这个曲线是一个降卑的曲线。
Very necessary.
是必须的。
We resist it, but it's part of. It has to precede.
它是必须的，因为要升高以前必须要有降卑。
One of the reasons I think many of us were able to just say thank you around the Lord's table this morning is because God brought to memory our sins.
早晨我们许多人可以在主的桌子面前说感谢主，因为主让我们想起罪。
Our guilt.
讲到我们的亏欠。
Things that we have suffered in the past and they have so brought us down. And the Lord reminded us this today, resurrection life.
这些让我们过去非常下沉 的这些罪，可是今天主把一个复活的生命来赐给我们。
Matthew 15, we have the story of the Syrophoenician woman.
在马太福音十五章，我们就看到这里有叙利腓尼基的妇人。
Verse 21.
马太福音十五章二十一节。
Here's this woman living up on the Syrian Phoenicia border.
这个妇女是住在这个叙利亚和腓尼基的边界。
And I just love that first verse, verse 21. And Jesus.Went away from there, withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon.
21节，耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境内去。
Speak of going down, no one went down like the Lord Jesus.
讲到要降卑，没有一个人降卑像我们的主耶稣。
What in the world is the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, doing up in Tyre and Sidon?
这个神的儿子到推罗西顿去干什么呢？
Is the governor of Tyre going to have lunch with him?
是这个推罗的总督有跟他有午餐吗？
Is he having a meeting with the council of Sidon?
是他跟西顿的议会的议员里面有开会吗？
Brother and sister, here's the principle. Often,When we're pushing ourselves up, we miss God's perfect intention.
我们若想要自己升高，我们就失去了神要我们注意的。
Think for just a second what the Lord would have missed if he would have sidestepped Bartimaeus, sidestepped Zacchaeus. There's Mary Magdalene. She's a prostitute.Filled with demon, sidestep her.
如果神主耶稣他不留意的话，他对这个巴底买，或者是对撒该，或者是对这个the last one, sorry, OK, 摩大拉的玛利亚，他们对他们不关心的话，那会怎么样呢
？Take those 3 years. He wouldn't have had a ministry.
如果这三年当中。主忽略了这些事情的话，他就没有他的执事。
What if he had sidestepped this loudmouth Peter?
如果他不管这个很 大声的彼得会是怎么样呢？
Do you think that was fun? Being around this know-it-all for 3 years?
你想在这个人他觉得他什么都知道的当中三年是一件有好玩的事吗？
He did not listen to his feelings. He humbled himself and listened to the Father.
主耶稣却没有来听这彼得的其他的声音，他降杯只来听父神的声音。
Bethlehem, cradle.
在伯利恒，我们就看到这有摇篮。
A fugitive to Egypt.
他逃难到埃及。
30 years scorned by his siblings in Nazareth.
有30年在被他的亲戚所轻看。
All the way to the cross.
一直走到十字架。
And he defines himself as saying, I am a worm. I am a worm.
他自己宣告说我是虫。
This was his estimation.
这个是他对自己的评价。
Ever notice how even when the Lord Jesus spoke in Psalm 42?
在诗篇42篇主是这样讲。
God says in the first verse, I put my spirit in him, the Lord Jesus.
在这里神把他的灵放到他的里面。
And then in the second verse, here's talking about Jesus. He will not cry out or raise his voice.
他也不大声喧嚷来扬起声来。
Here is the perfect Son of God who had the perfect message, not raising his voice.
在以赛亚书42章讲到说他不高声不喧嚷。
Mothers, do you ever raise your voice at your children?
母亲们，你对你的孩子们是不是有提高声音来对他们讲话？
Brothers, do we ever raise our voices?
弟兄们，你们是不是有高就是这样大声的讲话？
One of the greatest examples of the Lord's anointing was his silence.
主耶稣他这样子受膏抹的一个例子，就是他是始终保持沉静。
The Lord spoke with more authority, more power in his silence than probably even in his speaking.
主在他不发声的时候，他所说的，他所表现的，比他出声说的时候更有权柄。
Isn't that peculiar, unusual, that our silence can convey such authority and power?
这是不是很特别呢？就算我们的沉默也会来带来很大的能力跟权柄。
We all can remember back to our childhood going to school.
在我们年轻的时候，在我们上学的时候，我们都记得。
What teacher had the best authority?
有什么样的老师是最有权柄呢？
The one that was ranting, sit down, what's the matter with you kids? You're just driving me nuts today.
真的每天都在讲说坐下来，你今天怎么一回事呢？你真是让我发疯。
Or the teacher that walked in and says, open your reader to page 23 please.
或者是一个老师说就走进来说，你把你的书本打到第23页呢。
And for some reason you knew you better not open to page 22.
不管 你就是知道说你最好不要打开，如果他说23页你不要翻到22页。
Jesus had a spirit of silence that was cold.
主耶稣里面有这样子一个沉默的一个安静的灵。
Nor will he make his voice heard in the street.
他不喧嚷，不扬声，也不使街上听见他的声音。
When he's walking down the street there in Jericho, he's not jabbering.
他到耶利哥的城里面走的时候，他并没有这样大声的喧嚷。
He's looking at this man Zacchaeus that's walking along the side.
他只看到这个撒该在旁边走。
He's already praying for Zacchaeus.
他已经为撒该祷告。
There are people probably praising him, curious looking. Jesus is not paying attention to any of it. is silently watching Zacchaeus.
也许很多人好奇的看主耶稣，或者是这样大声的讲话，可是主耶稣不被这个所动摇，他只是看撒该。
I don't think Jesus had necessarily a big street ministry.
我想主耶稣并不是有很大的街上布道的活动。
Verse 3, a bruised reed he will not break. No Amalek spirit there.
第三节，压伤的芦苇它不折断，这没有亚玛利人的灵。
Oh, our flesh hates weakness, hates it in us, but we really hate it in other people.
也没有一个憎恨的灵在里面。
A dimly burning wick, just a little candle that's flickering, not much of Christ here.
僵残的灯火，好像里面没有很多的基督。
He will not extinguish it.
他不吹灭。
Oh, the Lord is so nice to us.
主是对我们何等的好。
May we take His Spirit by faith and be nice to one another.
愿我们把主的灵借着信接到我们里面，我们也可以这样对待我们弟兄姊妹。
That's what changes the world.
这个就是怎样能够改变这个
世界。Deuteronomy 25 speaks of the dew coming down on the field.
在生命记25章
The light rain
讲到说
coming down.
有雨降下来。
It's a picture of the Lord and His Word.
这是有一个主的话的图画。
It's so soft.
非常的柔软。
The Lord could have given the air various, listen, I know it all. I created you. I am the creator of the universe.
主可以说，来听我，因为我是创造这个天地的主，你听我。
Listen to me. But He didn't do that.
他说你要听我，但是大声的这样讲，但是主并不是这样。
He humbled himself.
他自己降卑。
His father was the one that dictated what he was to say.
主的天父来教导主耶稣要说什么。
And he only said what the father told him to do.
只有父所告诉他的，他才这样说。
He did not listen to the situation that looked like these people need to be awakened.
他没有来看环境说啊，这些人他们需要被苏醒。
He said, "The Lord will wake them at the right time."
主耶稣却说，父神在他的时间里面会叫这些人苏醒。
Brothers and sisters, we just need to be faithful and pray for one another.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要来信实的为弟兄姐妹祷告。
Close your mouths and let God do it.
我们闭起我们的嘴，让神来工作。
It is resurrection life that He has given us, that He wants to lift us up.
是复活的生命，他已经赐给我们，他要叫我们升高。
It's this resurrection life. It's His Spirit.
这是复活的生命，是他的灵。
Like this Syrophoenician woman in Matthew 15.
像这个叙利腓尼基的妇女在马太福音15章。
She says to Jesus, 22nd verse, "Have mercy upon me."
她在22节讲到说，大卫的子孙，可怜我。
We've been talking about, first of all, Jesus being humble. You already got one pillar here of humility.
这里已经有看到主耶稣是降卑的。
As the Lord's heavy hand, as His mighty hand is upon us, and we begin to wilt with our ideas and strengths.
当神的大能的手在我们的身上的时候，
combined with the Lord's humility,Now you have something that can be lifted up, something that can be exalted.
我们自我的意识慢慢消失，然后借着谦卑。
Jesus did not answer this woman when she said, "My child is demon possessed."
当这个妇女对说我的女儿被鬼附的甚苦，耶稣却一言不答。
Very humbling.
非常的谦卑。
The disciples said, "Send her away."
门徒们就说，你打发这个人走吧。
Very, very humbling.
主耶稣非常的谦卑说。
Then he said to her, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." You're a Gentile. God hasn't told me to go to the Gentiles.
主说，我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。你是外邦人。
You see, all the time, and we don't have this written here, but the Lord is praying. He said, "Father, this woman is a Gentile. Do I talk to her?"
那主的心里面却祷告说，她是一位外邦人，我要怎么办呢
？Do I listen to her?
我要跟她讲话吗？我要跟她
听
她吗
？When she says, "Lord, help me," verse 25.
当二十五节，这妇女说，主啊，帮助我。
And then Jesus makes a very unusual remark. He says, "It's not good to take bread from the table of the Jews and give to you dogs, you Gentiles."
主却回答一句很不寻常的话，说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
Jesus loves this woman.
耶稣爱这个妇人。
But he's not going to indulge this woman.
但他却不来纵容这个妇人。
He is drawing out of her faith. He's drawing out of her humility.
他要从这个妇人的当中把他的信心跟他的谦卑带出来。
And then she makes this very interesting remark. Even the dogs receive the crumbs from the table.
那这妇人却说他说狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣。
Verse 28, and Jesus said, "O woman, your faith is great. Be it done for you as you wish."
28节，耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了。
Exalted in due time.
到时候到了，神要叫我们升高。
This demonic influence filling of this child was removed.
这个女儿被鬼附的甚苦的情形就被除去。
There's a lot of different spirits in us that tear away at our hearts, tear away at our soul.
在我们里面有许多的不同的灵，来搅扰我们的灵。
God has planned that you and I have and live in resurrection life.
但是神的计划却让我们活在一个复活的生命当中。
Every minute of the day.
是在每一生活里面每一分钟。
This in closing, He is the mighty hand on your job.
我要结束就说他在你的工作上是大能的手。
He is the mighty hand on your marriage.
在你的婚姻当中他是有大能的手。
He is the mighty hand on your health or lack of health.
在你的健康或疾病当中他有他大能的
手。He is the mighty hand on your family, those teenagers that resist and are fighting you, as it were.
在你的家庭当中，甚至有一些背叛的年轻人，常常跟你作对，这是神大能的手。
Let God do it.
让神来工作。
Take your hand off. It's His hand.
把你的手挪去，要让神在他的手，在神大能的手下。
Let Him have His hand on these areas, on your boss, on your children.
在让神在你的老板在你的孩子当中神有他的手在他们身上。
On your unsaved husband, on your unsaved wife.
在你还没有得救的丈夫或者是妻子的当中。
On your unsaved father and mother, ask the Lord to put His hand on it.
在你还没有得救的父母当中求主把主的手放在他们当中。
He knows how to do it.
神知道要怎么做。
I've told this story before. But I think it fits.
我讲过这样的故事，但是我想这是合适的。
My daughter is not here. She's with the junior high, so I can tell it.
我女儿不在这里，因为她跟初中生在一起，所以我可以来讲这个故事。
When my daughter was 15, just finishing her junior year, we noticed that she was very, very arrogant.
当我女儿十五岁， 当他到高中三年级他结束他高中三年级课业的时候我知道他的里面非常非常的骄傲
She was number one in her class of over 600 students That didn't help the pride
在他们高中当中他们那一年有600多个学生他是第一名这没有不能够帮助他让他不骄傲
She was a great athlete She loved to climb mountains with me Was a ballerina A good tennis player Good baseball playerShe was my oldest child, so I just made her a boy.
因为她是我最大的女儿，所以我就把她当成儿子一样，我带她去爬山。她是很好的棒球的选手，也是打了很好的网球。
And typical of parents, particularly mothers who are close, and her mother wanted to correct her.
特别是母亲跟女儿很近，这个、母亲愿意来改正这个女儿。
And the grace of God just seemed to impress upon us to back off.
但是神的恩典却在我们的当中，我们却退缩。
And her senior year, and we just backed off and let her finish her high school.
在她高中最后一年的时候，我们就没有做什么特别的事情，就让她能够把高中读完。
And she would enter the university just turning 17. She had skipped a grade earlier on in elementary school.
因为她在小学的时候她跳了一级，所以当她在刚刚过了17岁的时候，她就已经上大学。
I knew something of this principle of the mighty hand of God.
我知道。
Not too much, but a little bit.
我知道有一点点关于这个神大能手下的这个原则。
And the Lord gave my wife and I just the grace to say, Lord, you put your hand on her as she goes to the University of Texas.
所以我跟我姊妹我们就到跟神祷告就说主啊你把那个把你的大能的手放在她的身上当她去上大学的时候。
And the Lord began to deal.
所以主就开始来对付。
And she began to call home.
的女儿，那我女儿就开始打电话回家。
And the Lord kept putting up pressure, and we just kept her mouth closed.
所以主就在她生活里面给她有一些压力，我们也闭口，我们也不说话。
The Lord dealt with her in her grades.
主啊，你在她的功课上，在她成绩上。
He dealt with her in her health.
所以主就在功课的上来对付她。在他的健康上来对付他。
And by the end of that year, first year in school, she was on probation.
所以当第一年过完的时候，我的女儿的成绩不好，所以她就被放在一个观察的当中。
And then the Lord started working in her heart.
所以她的心里面，主就开始在她里面动工。
We didn't even know as parents what was going on in her heart.
我们做父母的并不知道我们的女儿她心里面是在想什么。
But through the Lord's mighty hand, there was a humbling.
那是借着神大能的手，里面就有降卑。
And there was a coming around.
然后就有一个转折的点。
Then she began getting the grades.
然后她的成绩就开始变好。
The Lord would use a pregnancy after she graduated.Taught school for a while. Steve and her had a child, and used that pregnancy to keep his mighty hand on her.
当他毕业结婚以后，那神借着他们有第一个孩子，也把这个神大能的手在他放在他身上。
She became ill on the seventh month, and they had to take the baby.
我的女儿她在七个月怀孕的时候就生病，所以医生需要把这个孩子拿出来。
The doctor says, once we take the baby, she will just come right out of her toxemic condition.
医生说，当我们把这个孩子拿出来，动手术拿出来以后呢，他就可以从这个血液里面有毒的这种情形里面可以变好。
But she didn't come out of it.
但是他却没有变好。
One day, two days, and finally, the evening of the second day, the doctor said, there's nothing more we can do.
过了一天两天，甚至医生就说我们不能够再做什么。
The mighty hand of God.
这是神大能的手。
The next morning, the doctor walked in, and she was setting up beside the bed.
第二天，医生来的时候，她就在床边坐着。
The Lord had lifted her up.
神就让她升高。
And even that little 3-pound baby began to grow, and now he's a teenager that drives.
甚至这3磅的婴孩，他也开始成长。今天他已经是青少年，他已经会开车。
Two more years later, and the Lord would take her mother home.
两年以后，神就把女儿的母亲接走。
Three things in that young woman's life, starting with school, then the birth, and then the death of her mother.
在这年轻的女孩的身上。很短的时间里面经历了三件事情，就是他的功课，他的生产，还有他的母亲被主接走。
Difficult things going through them.
这些都是艰难的事情。
But when we look back, we see it's a loving, mighty hand of God.
但是我们回头过来看，我们看到这就是神充满着爱、大能的手。
The Lord deals with us through the violence of our flesh.
神来对付，借着这些不容易的事情对付我们的肉体。
None of us are humble.
我们没有一个人是谦卑的。
But the Lord knows how to orchestrate our lives.
可是神知道怎么样安排我们的生活。
We can trust Him with ourselves and with one another.
我们可以来信靠神，我们也可以彼此来信任。
And in due time, He will exalt us.
到了时候，神就要叫我们升高。
Perfected without spot or wrinkle.
让我们都完全没有斑点，没有皱纹。
We're to be the bride, the wife of the groom.
我们是要成为这个新郎的新妇。
This takes preparation.
需要有预备。
We know what a bride has to go through just in getting married on this earth.
我们知道这新妇要经过在地上经过怎样的情形，所以可以准备好。
God is about changing a very arrogant, proud, self-sufficient person into the likeness of Himself.
神要来改变非常骄傲、自我中心的人，成为有他形象。
It's worth it, brothers and sisters. It is worth it. All that you're going through.
这些我们所经历的都值得。
Don't quit.
你不要离开这个神的手。
Father, we're thankful that you've done it all.
父亲，我们感谢你，你做成了这一切。
We're thankful that that mighty hand is a loving hand.
我们感谢你，这大能的手是充满爱的手。
It is a compassionate, caring hand.
这是充满怜悯、充满关心的手。
We don't have to worry about the future. We know that in due time.We will be exalted, just like the Son was exalted.
我们不需要担心，因为我们知道到了时候，就像你的儿子一样，我们会被高升。
We thank you this morning. You haven't given up on us.
我们感谢你，因为你没有放弃我们。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。Amen.
Let's continue to pray.